Praise the Lord. This is Rose. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. And we are going to hear the clear word of the Lord today and have fun. I've had the best fun all day already before I even got here. And that's a whole nother story, but someday maybe you'll hear about that if you watch long enough. I want you to understand that today we are going to praise the Lord. We're going to praise Him in His Word, and we're going to see your life changed. We're going to see things in your life changed, because when God speaks His Word performs. He performs His Word, and that's why it's so important that you hear the Word of God and hear it the way that you can understand it. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank You that You are a blessing God, a prospering God, a healing God, a God that provides for us at all times, in all ways, in all places. And we give You glory and honor right now. You are in this place and in the homes of those watching. And someone very special is watching today, Father, that You want to minister to. And I give You glory for it and honor that we have the privilege to honor You, worship You, trust You, and see You reveal Yourself greater than ever before. In Jesus' mighty name. We're going to look at Isaiah 12:4. And the title of our message today is called Buckets of Water. I don't know what the lifetime ability is to live without water, but I think it's like a week or maybe a few days. Anybody know? Larry, you know? Nobody here knows. Well, it's days. It's not even over a week. You can live without food, but you cannot live without water. And God uses a lot of examples in His Word about water. How His Word is like water that washes and cleanses your natural mind, cleanses your thinking, cleanses your talk, cleanses your body. And He uses the word water to example the glory of Him. His water, the water of God pours, just like the blood of Jesus poured. So let's look at Isaiah 12:4 that says, joyfully, you'll pull up buckets of water from the wells of salvation. And as you do it, you'll say, give thanks to God, call out His name, ask Him anything, shout to the nations, tell them what He's done, and spread the news of His great reputation. Beloved, you're not watching this program because you just happened onto a channel. You're not watching Clear Vision because you just happened onto a program. You're not listening to the little Italian mountain woman from Eastern Kentucky just because you have me sitting here. This is a divine appointed time, and God wants you to know that He has buckets of water, cleansing water, healing water, provision water for you to use at all times for Him and from Him. He says right here again, joyfully you'll pull up buckets of water from the wells of salvation. Have you received the Lord? And if you have, do you know this? And if you don't know it, thank you, Lord, you know it now. And as you do pull up the buckets of water, you'll say, I give thanks to my Father God, and I call out His name. The name of Jesus and the name of Father God is not like any other name. It's a name that's above every knee, every name, every tongue. And you'll find out as you listen to Clear Vision and you listen to me, I'm going to tell you in a plain, simple way, God loves you. He has a planned, amazing, blessed life for you. And no matter what comes against you to distract you or cause you to look away from the Lord, He knows that's going to happen. And He knows that He's going to deal with it on your behalf when you trust Him. If you're being distracted today with anything, someone coming against you financially, coming against you emotionally and mentally, in the spirit, coming against you medically, what kind of reports are you getting medically? Maybe you're getting reports of death and despair and discouragement, emotional reports. God isn't in those reports. He doesn't care about those reports, because they disagree with His reports. And His report says, you will pull up buckets of water from your salvation. Buckets of water. I don't know how much you know about farming or being on a farm, but We came to the farm we have as a family farm, and it had no running water in the house, built in 1849. Took 4 years to build it. And the water came from the springs in the ground and the well beside the house and a big windmill out to the side, and that was the water source. And today, as of today, those things are still here. Those springs are still in that family farm. So now let's look at what keeps us from having this well of water that we have. And I titled this little way to minister to you, Revenge Builds Alone. Revenge builds alone, beloved. You may have had a circumstance in your life where somebody's really put the quietus on you. That's how we said it back in my young days. They put the hurt on you. And they caused you a lot of pain. And they made you suffer. They caused you to suffer. Maybe it was some things people said. Maybe it was some ways that people acted. Maybe it was some things that people, the enemy used them to steal from you. Whatever it was, revenge builds alone. God doesn't allow us, doesn't agree for us, doesn't want us to be revengeful. I come from Eastern Kentucky up in the Appalachian Mountains, and my grandfather came from Catanzaro, Italy, and he came into a land of America, a land of opportunity and more ways to do things than he could imagine. And he moved into the Eastern Kentucky Mountains. And he taught me with things in the mountains as a little girl. Being from Italy and being Italian, he was Catholic. But he watched and observed everything because he was from another country. And he took me one day where a guy was building a house. And he wanted the land next to it to build onto that land as well. And the fellow next door wouldn't sell it. He didn't want to sell it. He was selfish and jealous, and he wanted to hang on to everything he had, and he didn't want anybody else to have it. So the guy said, okay, fine, I'll just build my house where I have the room. And so he built his house, and the guy went over there and he said, I'll give you $5,000 for this little strip right between us, this little space. He said, no, I don't want to sell it. I don't want anybody to have it but me. So he built the place, and then the guy that had the little strip of land said, well, I don't like him next door to me. So I'm going to build on that little strip of land. And beloved, I watched that happen. I watched a guy build a little tiny shotgun space on a strip of land to stop the person next door from having any view out their windows but the side of that building. Now that's revenge. Amen? When you build a house and block the view, when you build your life and block the view of you to the Lord, you can call it a spite house, a spite life. You do it for spite. We say it in my growing up time, we say you cut off your nose to spite your face. That's the way we talk about it. And that man spent the last 14 years of his life in that little narrow residence, that little narrow strip of a building, in a narrow state of mind. That's what happens when you act like that, when you take revenge and you don't want anybody to enjoy their life but you. Oh, you say you do. Oh, you act like you do. Oh, you talk like you do. You do a little bit over here and a little bit over there. But when it comes down to somebody having something that you have, or you giving them something you have, then you hold your hands like this, shut. If God held his hands like that to us, we would never have anything. But he doesn't. He does this. Whatever you need, whatever you want, just let me know. I already know. I've already made it for you. I've already done it for you. Just let me know and I'll hand it to you. That's how God operates. Hebrews 12:14-17 describes it best. And let's read over here in our scripture in the paper Bible. It says, strive to live in peace with everybody and pursue that consecration and holiness without which no one will ever see the Lord. Let's read that again and translate it so we hear it easier. Strive and live in peace with everybody as you pursue that confirmation, that completion of holiness, that completion of God perfect in you. See, God's perfect in you. People say, well, I'm not holy. I'm not. Yeah, God is perfect and holy in you. And that makes you, your spirit, you holy. So as you strive and live in peace with everybody and pursue, go after holiness without which no one will ever see the Lord, you exercise foresight and be on the watch to look after one another, to see that no one falls back from and fails to secure God's grace, his unmerited favor and spiritual blessing, in order that no root of resentment, rancor, bitterness, or hatred shoots from causes trouble and bitter torment. Many are contaminated and defiled by torment. So many in our lives today, they're tormented, they're bitter, they're angry, they're frustrated. They don't even know what they're angry about. So we're going to get into this deeper in a minute. After we come back, we're going to praise and worship the Lord, and you're going to watch for the products that are being offered, and then write the phone number down and call, and then we're going to find out how God transforms you from these bitter, angry times. And don't sit there and act like you don't have them. And you go to church every Sunday and every Wednesday, and it's all good with you. You have those times. Just let somebody sit in your seat on Sunday. I know about it. We'll talk about it when we get back. I'm Rose. I love you so much. Stay with me. I'll see you in a minute.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days that champion in you. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. He desires for you to reach and live in your greatest abilities and talents. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
Praise you, Lord. You're back with me, and I'm with you, and we're going to talk about how God transforms you out of selfishness or despair or discouragement or being revenged against. There's a plenty of that going on in the world today, and as always has been that case. So we have to understand that family can often be a pain that overcomes you. It can be the deepest pain. It can be inflicted early. And it comes because people involved who should have been trustworthy weren't. Maybe you were abused as a child. Maybe you were misused as a child. Maybe you were humiliated as a child, shamed as a young adult, put in positions that you should never have been put in that harmed you and hurt you. You were too young. Realize this. You were too young to process the mistreatment. You were too young and didn't know how to defend yourself. And the perpetrators of your pain were bigger than you. They were stronger. They were older, maybe. They knew more. They were bigger. And you had no way to understand how a dad or a mom or an uncle or a cousin or a brother or a sister could tower over you in size and in rank and harm you. That's the case of a lot of people. And it can be a simple thing. They misjudged you falsely. And you believed them. You believed them. You believed you're not worth anything. You believed you can't do it. You believed you shouldn't have it. You believed you could never have. You believed that you weren't worth anything. I can't say that I was treated that way by a lot of people, but I was treated that way by some people. But I was also treated wonderfully by my dad, my mom, my big puppy, my big mommy, my dad's mom and dad, and my grandfather, my Italian grandfather, Tony. He would say the most fine things and wonderful things. And I don't know who's watching that's familiar with Italian families, but the girls are called Lady. Lady Rose, Lady Jane, Lady Mary, whatever your name was, because that's an atmosphere of respect to you. And I think that way about people today because I was treated that way. But I had other people in my life when my family weren't around that were not respectful. They were not caring. And I amassed amounts of faulty data, I call it. Amounts of data that was incorrect and confusing, very confusing. I had one teacher tell me, "You're slow, you never finish anything you start." And that was probably because it was history class. And I didn't care about history. But my English teacher and my literature teacher and my drama teacher and my home economics teacher and my future Women of America teacher just thought I was the berries. But you always seem to hang on to those things that people say that are harmful, don't you? Well, today we're going to see how God transforms that. The voices are still echoing in someone's mind that's watching today. Those voices are still pounding on your heart. They're still interrupting your life, interfering, distracting you from the blessed, holy life that God made you to have and made you for. And let's look at Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2 says, "Rejoice and exult in hope, and be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation, and be constant in praises and prayers." God doesn't agree with us to have tribulation. He doesn't agree for us to have harm. He doesn't agree for us to have sorrows and griefs. Jesus came and took that from us, for us. And he didn't take it so we could get it back at a later date, even worse. God came and gave us himself. And he wants you blessed and more blessed. And no matter what situation has gone on in your life, or is going on in your life, or could go on in your life in the future, that is harmful to you and dishonors God, God says right here, "Rejoice and exult in hope, and be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation." I don't talk about a lot of suffering things in my life because there's no need. I've been there, you know it. You can tell. You can tell when somebody's had that. But there's no need to talk about it. There's no need to go on and go over it like it's a dying child, nursing it like a dying baby. That doesn't encourage you. It doesn't encourage anybody. So God wants you to understand in 1 Corinthians 3:11, and let's see how he adds up this message of transforming you with his power. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13, and see what we have to say there about all this. 1 Corinthians 13. Pastor Larry, I hope you got these messages looked up for you when you get on to the show in a minute. 13:11. I hear amen, I hope, over there. 13:11. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, when I was a child, I talked like a child, and I thought like a child, and I reasoned like a child. Now that I have become a man, it says, or an adult, I am done with childish ways and have put them aside. What are childish ways and thinking and immaturity? The refusal to accept that God has made you perfect in His image. That's childish. The refusal to let go of those hurtful, harmful times and days and ways that you are treated, or to let go of the ways and days and harmful things you did to other people. Maybe that happened to you too. Maybe you did it to someone else. I don't know how your life is. I don't have to know. I know the Jesus that knows you. I know the Jesus that made you. I know the Jesus that loves you and doesn't want you to sweat. Oh boy, were we sweating earlier today before this broadcast, trying to get things done that needed to be done in a place of wonderful place, but we couldn't get it done there. There wasn't no air conditioning, we were sweating, and you don't need to be sweating. You don't need to sweat and toil and struggle over the things of the past or the things of the day or the things that might happen in the future. When you expect the future of you to be in the greatness of God, when you expect the future of you to be in the glory of God, when you expect the future of you to honor God and honor you and honor others, then that's what it'll be. That's God giving you and having you stay in the maturity of your life with Him. And childlike faith doesn't mean you act like a baby. You act like an immature person. Childlike means you sincerely trust the Lord, sincerely love Him because He gives you the privilege to. Childlike means that you receive the goodness of Him, even when you don't understand it. The message of understanding the maturity of faith and the great faith of God is a huge message, and we're going to talk about it in some future programs that we're going to do today. But when you understand love is eternal, and 1 Corinthians 13 talks about it, you can have everything in your life. Money, position, blessings, courage, strength. You can teach, you can prophesy, you can be an apostle, you can preach, you can know all things, have all wisdom. But if you don't love, you have nothing. You have nothing. So, honey, let's embrace the love right now that God has for you. Embrace the love that He's put in you. Let's lay aside those things that have worn on you in the past, that have worn on you from the past, that you fear might be going to come in the future. Let's lay those things aside and just rest and take a big breath and trust in Him, and get you a big old banana split, and go get a bubble bath, and a hot dog. Anything you want that gives you a time of enjoyment. Anything you want. I love you. I'm Rose. I want to offer you, before that you see the next offer, I want to get with you and offer you this wonderful DVD collection called Strong Mountain. And let's see, Nate, how you've got that in there so I can read it, honey. It's got two things on it. Strong Mountain and Take the Plunge. Order this DVD, and you can order it in CD as well. So order that from us today. Order Stop Talking Crazy and 30 Days the Champion in You. Stop Talking Crazy. means you learn how to talk the way God wants you to talk, which is the way He talks. Just say what He says. And all the scriptures about that are in here. And then we have 30 days to champion in you, 30 days of praises, 30 days of a scripture, and 30 days of teaching on that scripture. And then we have our great book. This is a bigger book called This Is It. And it's from Genesis to Revelation on 8 principles of love and the power of love in your life, from Genesis to Revelation. We call it This Is It because it's got everything. It's got so much in it of the Word, every page, every sentence, and so much fun teaching about those things and ways to understand it. I love you. I've been with you the last 30 minutes, and I'll see you again on the next time. In the meantime, I want you to understand, nothing's too big, too small, too hard, too wonderful for the Lord, and He has got you covered. He is Lord God Almighty, and there is no other. He is Lord God Almighty, and there is no other. I love you. I'll see you next time.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days to champion in you. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. He desires for you to reach and live in your greatest abilities and talents. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.